Welcome back to the Workspace Podcast. I am your host, Justin Moran. Today's guest is Mal Stanton McCunney. She is the Director of Marketing and Events for a terrific nonprofit called School on Wheels Massachusetts. Their mission is to help homeless children in Massachusetts with their academic careers. They provide tutoring, mentoring, they give them school supplies, backpacks, and many more things. We had a great discussion on the importance of the work that they do, how they raise money and collect supplies, and most importantly, how they directly help the 21,000 homeless children in Massachusetts today. So please sit back, listen, and enjoy, and most importantly, think about how you may be able to get involved. I know I am. So Mal, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
We connected on LinkedIn a few weeks ago. I'm always looking for guests for the podcast, and you were kind enough to respond to a post that I threw out there to people that might be interested in coming on the podcast and telling our listeners about what you're up to.
That's a great opportunity. Actually, I saw that in the scroll and thought this is a great way for us to get our name out there and let people know what we're doing for children that are impacted by homelessness.
Right. And I did a cursory look at your website and kind of fell in love with the concept. We talked a couple of weeks ago and I was telling you about how education is huge in my family. I was fortunate enough to get a free ride on what probably is now considered an overpriced education, but graduated with no debt and all thanks to my parents and family. So when I heard about what you folks are doing for folks that don't have that opportunity, it really spoke to me. So very happy you're here.
Thank you so much.
So the name of your organization is?
School on Wheels of Massachusetts, and we're located in East Bridgewater.
Okay.
And we serve all children throughout the Commonwealth who are impacted by homelessness. And our focus is on their education. So it's on the academics. We provide one-on-one tutoring for children ages K through 12. We go right through high school. And we also have a mentoring program for students in high school. You know how complicated it is to navigate the post-secondary educational system, whether you're applying to colleges or you want to go to vocational training.
Mm-hmm.
We provide mentors to help them through that process.
Oh, wow.
All through college.
Wow.
And we also supply school supplies. I think this year, since September, when the academic year began, we've given out 3,900 backpacks to kids throughout the Commonwealth.
Wow.
So they are top quality and they're customized. So if you're a second grade girl, you're going to get something much different than a sixth grade boy, for example.
Sure.
And in high school, they need their top of the line calculators and reading books, you know, a current book that these kids can have. And
something they're into.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Very good. So how does this all work? You're obviously a nonprofit.
Yes, we're a nonprofit. We operate primarily through donations.
Mm-hmm.
We're a private nonprofit organization. And we service right now, we have 225 students. We are in 18 locations throughout Massachusetts. And all of our tutors are trained. They're volunteers. They come from all walks of life. The people might be a retired teacher. We have students. We have a couple of students that are taking a year off to apply to medical school, for example. So they'll spend a Monday night at a shelter in Brockton. That's one of our communities. And the same with mentoring. It's 100% volunteer driven. Our school supplies come from corporations and businesses or civic groups, community groups. A lot of the high schools have started what we call a SOMA program. It's a SOMA club, and those kids go out to their communities and they collect backpacks, and we have a list of the supplies that we need. So they'll collect that, then they'll come in and they'll help customize the backpacks so that we can then distribute to children and teens in need.
Very good. So what's the outreach process like? If I looked at a map of the state of Massachusetts, I would have no idea where homelessness impacts the greatest. How do you reach out to these communities and let them know what you're up to and get involved?
Okay. First of all, right now, I think the statistic now in Massachusetts alone, there are more than 21,000 students enrolled in Massachusetts public schools that are identified as homeless.
Okay.
So most school systems have a homeless liaison. So we work very closely with homeless liaisons throughout the state to identify children that are in need of academic support services. We do a lot of community outreach to businesses It's a fantastic way for businesses to give back to their communities. They will stage supply drives so their employees will go out, contribute to our backpack program. The word of mouth, we have a lot of social media. We're always trying to reach people through our social media platforms. And we do a lot of speaking. We'll go out and speak to schools, to businesses.
Okay. So what is going on with homelessness in the Commonwealth? Are we seeing a spike due to the opioid crisis or anything? What's sort of going on generally about the state of homelessness?
That's what we're trying to identify. I think the opioid crisis certainly has
it's got to be impacting
major
it. Yeah.
impact.
Yeah.
And the housing market, it runs the gamut. There's all sorts of reasons that people find themselves in a position where they have no home. In our work, we work primarily with family shelters. So when these families are moving into family shelters, we provide the academic services. We partner with shelters. We have 18 sites throughout the state of Massachusetts.
Okay.
And the family shelter will identify how many kids are in their facility that are in school. And then we'll come in, we'll provide them with tutors. So each child has the consistency of having one responsible adult that will work with that student. And we ask for a commitment of at least a semester. But what we find is when people begin tutoring in our program, they stay. Because, you know, sometimes the parent or guardian isn't able to really oversee the homework process. And the kids, once they end up in about the maybe middle school, they realize that not everybody lives this way. Then they start losing their sense of confidence and security. And that's where we're finding it's critically important that they can rely upon somebody to show up, not only to help them with the spelling test, but to remember they had a spelling test last week and how'd you do on that?
Yeah. That's huge. What's the reaction from the individual municipalities that you're partnering with? Are they welcoming you with open arms?
100%.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yes. I mean, we see the very best in people. Once they hear our story and once they realize what we're doing, it's such a win-win situation because what these kids need is an education. Yeah. And what we're trying to do is just level the playing field so that they have what our kids have. I mean, you remember when we were talking on the phone and you were saying how much support you had from your parents and education was so important.
Yeah.
And these kids might not have that opportunity. I was tutoring a little boy last year, and I'll never forget it. He was getting really frustrated because he wasn't getting his numbers. So we were going through it, and it was the number 9. He was doing backwards. Okay, so he was getting really frustrated. So I said, okay, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, anyway, what do you want to be when you grow up? And his eyes lit up and he said, I'm going to be a builder. And I said, you're going to be a builder? That's fantastic. Why do you want to be a builder? And he said, because I'm going to build a big room for my mom and a little room for me. And I said, you know something? I bet you're going to do that. So we need to get these 9s down pat so you can go on with your plans. But that is what he envisions in life. Because remember, these kids live in one room. So you have a family or a guardian, and they're in one room, and that's what they share.
Right.
And that's what they're used to. So
he wants to.
And that's what he wants to do. He wants to build a big room for his mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good story. So you're in charge of marketing for the group?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I do the marketing and the website and the collateral materials and just try to get the word out. And each time the word gets out there, we'll get calls from people who want a tutor or mentor or companies that say, you know what, we're looking for some community relations activities and would love to partner with you. And how can we help?
What's the profile of the companies that are most eager to help? Can you nail it down to something or is it really just any company?
Any company. We have, you know, major banks that are partnering with us, organizations that are national in scope and their local branch will be helping us out. Last summer, we had, I think, 45 companies coming in to help prepare backpacks for the academic year.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. And if you look on our website, we have under our donors. It lists all the companies that have been helping us out lately.
And what's the best way they get involved? Is it the drives to, you know, everyone goes out and buys a backpack and brings it into work kind of a thing? Or how's it all work?
They can do backpack drives.
Yeah.
They can just let their employees know that we have tutoring and mentoring available.
So you're recruiting the tutors directly from some of these organizations?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Anywhere that anybody wants to tutor a child. When we do have a training program that the tutors go through, and of course the Corey checks.
Yeah.
And we have an event coming up on May 4th, and it's delightful. It's called Outrunning Homelessness, and it's at Borderland State Park, which is in Easton.
Okay.
And it's a 2.5 mile walk and a 5K. And we invite families, dogs. A lot of people bring their dogs.
Yeah.
And last year we had hundreds of runners and walkers come.
Cool.
And companies will sponsor that. So right now we just opened up the gates and we're looking for sponsors for that.
Okay. Oh, well, we'll try to get the word out.
Yeah, such a fun day.
And you also have a gala once a year, right?
Yes, we do. We have an Open the Door Gala. That's in November. And that was, we give a Champion for Our Kids award. And Steve Green received it recently. He is the chairman of W.B. Mason, chairman of the board.
Sure.
Carol Augustiniak Marcus has been working for us. She's on our board. But her efforts to help these kids has been just amazing.
Mm.
Getting the word out there, raising money. She's a tutor herself. Getting students, high school students and college students, to come on board and pay forward their education by helping other kids.
Awesome. So why do you even exist? Who started it?
That's a great question. Yeah, I was hoping you'd ask that.
Okay, good.
It was started by this woman named Cheryl Opper, and she's also from Easton. And at the time, it was 2004, she was looking for her next big thing because her daughter was ready to go off to college in a few years. So she was in a waiting room, and she was flipping through Family Circle magazine, and she came across an article about a woman who was doing this in California, and she thought, I can do this. The woman was finding children that were living on the streets, and she was providing them with academic supplies, and she grew her passion for helping homeless children into an organization. So Cheryl Opper said, I'm going to call her. So she called her, and she said, I want to bring that model to Massachusetts. And the woman said, well, a lot of people say that, but it's really hard to do. And she tried to discourage her. And Cheryl said, I'm going to get plane tickets and I want to meet you. And she met her. So she started it at her kitchen table in 2004. And she had all her neighbors and friends coming over and donating backpacks and supplies. And she started giving them out to the children that were living in the shelters in and around the Brockton area. And now we're at 18 sites. We're mentoring 56 college students, shepherding them through 12 colleges. We have 18 locations.
That's great. That's a great story.
I know. So the power of one.
Yeah, right.
She really made it happen.
Awesome. And what kind of support do you have? I mean, how many staff members kind of in the office?
We have 7 staff members. We have site coordinator at each of our facilities. And we have a number of interns from colleges. We really rely on interns, and fellows will come in. And right now we have about 250 volunteers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
That are helping.
So I'm interested. I want to get involved.
Come on board.
No, I'm serious. I want to do one of these drives because I have.
That'd be great.
I have like 120 customers, people that are part of the workspace ecosystem, if you will, that either rent an office or in part of our co-working group or virtual office customers. And I think we have a captive audience to try to do some good here. So to use me as an example, what's my next step? How do I get involved?
Okay, what you do is just look our website. It's SOWMA, S-O-W-M-A, that's School on Wheels, Mass.
S-O-W-M-A.
S-O-W-M-A .org.
.org, okay.
And if you click on ways to get involved, you will come to a host a supply drive.
Okay.
Or you can call us. It's 508-587-9091. Yeah, so we're always looking. In fact, we're already gearing up for the next academic year.
Next fall.
Yeah,
okay.
Next fall.
Good.
And then we have a lot of groups. The Scouts, they're coming in. Student councils are coming in all the time. And we're just very, very fortunate that people want to help. And we have a new program that's called Kids Helping Kids. And those are kids that instead of having a presence at a birthday party, they'll collect donations. The kids will come to the birthday party. Instead of giving this child a birthday present, they'll bring something that's on our list. Everything's new. It has to be new. We don't take used materials. Then the child will bring the birthday booty over to our organizations and we'll add it to our collections.
Very cool. I like that a lot.
It's really nice.
Because my kids don't play with those presents anyways.
You know what?
They only limited them for $10.
Exactly. And it gives the child a sense of pride. And yep. We really make a big deal about them
when
they do that, because they get that feeling of just altruism for giving to those less fortunate.
I love it.
And they really feel good. We make it a big deal.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So you curate a list of things that should be purchased. So people aren't just going on Amazon.
Exactly.
They're not ordering like number two pencils by the dozens. It's just, here's something you can do.
That's right. Because we want to make sure that the materials that we're providing are materials that they need. And if you go on our website, we have the list right there. And we are part of Amazon Smile. So people can go right on Amazon, look up School on Wheels of Massachusetts, and see the materials that we need.
Love it. That's great. I really appreciate you coming in today, Mal. This has been enlightening. I love what you guys are doing. I'm definitely going to get involved, and hopefully we can drum up some more support for your organization.
That would be great. We are always looking for people to come on board and tutor, mentor, generate school supplies. And it's just delightful when you see some of these kids. It's the first time they've had a brand new backpack. I have a quick another story.
Go ahead.
We opened up in Plymouth recently. Our two new sites are in Dorchester. We just gave, I think, 340 fully stocked customized backpacks to students at the Boston Public Schools.
Okay.
And another of our recent openings was in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And during the opening, there was a mom there, and she had three daughters. And two of the daughters were young, and there was one right at that middle school age.
Yeah.
And she was a little reticent when she received her backpack. It was a beautiful backpack. And she was looking in it, and she just slowly, very quietly in the corner, was pulling out her notebooks and her binders and her calculator and everything that she needed to start the school year. And all of a sudden, she pulled out a book. Her eyes lit up. And her mother went over, and her mother just hugged her. And this was a book she had taken out of the library, and it was due, and she wasn't done. She didn't want to have the late fee, and there was a waiting list for this book. So the mom made her turn the book, and so when she opened up her backpack, that was the book
she's got her own copy now. That's
awesome. She's got her own copy. It was so nice.
That's cute. That's a good story. I love it. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's hope we can help you.
I'm sure you can.
Okay, good.
The door is open for anybody that wants to help out.
Awesome. Love it. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. Once again, that was Mal Stanton McCunney of School on Wheels, Massachusetts. If you enjoyed today's episode, please hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and most importantly, share with your friends. The Workspace Podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you have any interest in being a guest or in podcasting in general, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can email me at info@workspacema.com. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you on the next one.